From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. In celebration of Earth Day today, a major wildlands conservation project that includes sections of land south of Hearst was announced by the Nature Conservancy of Canada and both senior levels of government. The Boreal Wildlands Project is billed as the largest in North America with nearly 1,500 square kilometres. Ontario Program Director Christy Ferguson says what makes the Hearst area attractive is the size and what's on the land.
Forests, wetlands, rivers, all of those lakes, and the wildlife that these properties are supporting. In addition, they create an ecological corridor with some nearby provincial parks, Nagagamesis Provincial Park and Missinaba River Provincial Park.
Ferguson says the Conservancy worked with Hearst Forest Management, the town of Hearst, and Constance Lake First Nation on the project. She adds that Constance Lake will help research the number of woodland caribou and other animals in that area. Pierre Poilievre is bringing his Federal Conservative Party leadership campaign to Timmins tomorrow. The Ottawa area MP is on a whistle-stop tour through northeastern Ontario this weekend. He'll meet and greet party faithful tomorrow afternoon at the McIntyre Curling Club. The next Tory chief will be named at a convention in September. The Ontario government is introducing an updated way to get medical advice. Health Connect Ontario will replace Telehealth Ontario, allowing you to call or talk online with a registered nurse or to find health services. You'll also be able to call 811 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for medical advice. Children under 12 who are not vaccinated or only partially vaccinated will no longer need a COVID-19 test to enter Canada. The new rule goes into effect on Monday. Kids 5 to 11 will have to be traveling with a fully vaccinated parent or guardian in order to qualify. Pre-entry tests will still be required for kids 12 and older. Meanwhile, the Canada Border Services Agency says for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, officers welcomed 1 million visitors to Canada in a week. The record was hit between April 11th and 17th. The CBSA is warning if you plan on traveling abroad, when you get back to Canada, you should be prepared for longer than usual wait times. The agency suggests making sure you have a proper passport and fill out your information on the Arrive Can app 72 hours before you come home. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.